So let's just relax and get peaceful. Taking a deep breath and letting go. Again, just breathing deeply and letting go, maybe with a sigh. Allowing our breath to relax our body. Allowing ourselves to focus in here, feeling peaceful and quiet, closing our eyes if it feels comfortable. I think I'll turn the lights down. Just a bit easier to relax. Into a peaceful place. Sleeping and dreaming is welcome. Humor is welcome. Lightness of being is welcome. And recently, one of the meditations that Abraham suggested was a meditation on sitting to feel. Sit to feel allowing. Sit to feel beautiful. Sit to feel confident. And we did a meditation here that got us through about half the alphabet, and I thought today we'd do the other half of the alphabet. And maybe start with the letter L. So we're just going to relax in this wonderful meditative state. Enjoy the music that's coming up in the background. And sit and reach for feelings at the center of our being. For all the beautiful feelings exist on the inside of who we are. We are feeling beings, and when we are feeling positive things, we are aligned with Source. So we take this time out of our busy schedules to simply sit to feel good in various ways. And so I invite you to begin by sit to feel loved. Recognize that the infinite universe is filled with consciousness, and that non-physical energy is loving consciousness. As Abraham says, there is great love here for us. We are loved in this moment. Sit to feel loved. And so we just relax deeply as we sit to feel, taking Abraham's recommendation that we use some quiet time to just access the good feelings within us, knowing that there is so much within us that we don't always remember to tap into. That divine energy within us is always loving us. And that divine energy within us thinks that we are magnificent. So sit to feel magnificent now. See yourself through the eyes of Source, that expansive being on the leading edge of thought, birthing preferences and creating rockets of desire. And sit to feel magnificent now. And now let's sit to feel new. There is a freshness, an innocence of each moment We can be reborn at any time that we choose to feel ourselves fresh and open to possibilities. So sit to feel new in this moment. And now sit to feel opulent. We are blessed with more than kings had 100 years ago. Every day we have incredible opulence in the food that we eat, in the entertainment that we can participate in the friendships and travel that we can take. We have opulent supply in every moment available to us. So sit right now to feel the opulence of your life. And now sit to feel potential. In the same way that we have fully realized so much opulence, there is unlimited potential yet to be explored. The whole universe opens before us in every moment, and we are limited only by our imagination and our allowing. Sit to feel potential. And now sit to feel quiet. Just breathe into the inner peace, the tranquility and calm that lies at the heart of all the activity. There is a deep serenity here. Sit to feel quiet in this moment. And now sit to feel relaxed. Notice if there's any residual tension in your body, any physical resistance, and just let it go. Allow yourself to be deeply comfortable in your chair and take a deep breath. And sit to feel even more relaxed than before. And now sit to feel sensual, even with your eyes closed. Your senses are functioning acutely. There's much in this room to hear. The air moving in the air ducts. Something clicking outside the door. Perhaps even the breathing of the person next to you. You can smell the air. You can feel what your hands are touching. You can feel the air on your skin. You can feel your clothing on your skin. Sit to feel sensual in this moment. And now sit to feel terrific. This is a gorgeous day. You are in a wonderful room with a great group of people about to have a powerful discussion about how the universe works. And I feel terrific. So I invite you to sit to feel terrific just being here today. And now sit to feel understanding. I know that I respond to the Abraham philosophy with Eureka. I found it so often. They help me understand how the universe works, and I love that feeling of getting it, of knowing more, of knowing how to proceed. Sit to feel understanding. Now sit to feel vibrant. What goes into vibrancy for you? For me, it's vibrant good health and clear-mindedness and joy. Sit to feel vibrant now. And now sit to feel willingness. Soft willingness is the key to everything. Simply allowing well-being into our lives. Open to all those magical possibilities that surround us in every moment. We are willing for our inner beings to orchestrate magical rendezvous around every corner. Sit to feel willingness. Now sit to feel exhilaration. The energy that creates worlds pours through you at the level of your allowing. Huge energy is available to you. Open up to just a little more of it in this moment and sit to feel exhilaration. Now sit to feel youthful. allow that eager child within you to look out at life with joy and a deep sense of security. See the adventure of life now. Sit to feel youthful. And finally, let's sit to feel in the zone. We are in the flow of infinite well-being. That well-being comes to us in every moment as we are loved, supported, and supplied by non-physical. Allow yourself just to rest in the zone for another minute. We've come to the end of the alphabet and our time for today. But there are a gazillion more feelings to explore. So when you have the opportunity in a few minutes to wait in line or at a stop sign, stop light, sit to feel. Allow yourself to just reach for a feeling and see what comes up within you. For all the feelings reside at the center of your being. You are non-physical, pure positive energy on the leading edge of thought. And I see us all coming to a deeper and deeper realization of who we truly are, living in that alignment and feeling fabulous. And so it is.